You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today's topic is delegation. And if you're listening to this podcast on your way to work or something and you're not able to take notes, don't worry. I will have a list of what I'm going to cover today in the show notes. So over the course of years, so many of my clients have struggled with delegating to their team. These are just some of the phrases that I've heard from them. See if any sound familiar. I just can't get anyone to follow through. You know what? It's just easier to do it myself. If I give it to them, I end up just taking it back to make sure it's done right. So any of that sound familiar? It seems like delegating tasks would be such a simple thing, but it's not. However, I've come up with 6 simple steps to help you really rock out your delegation. Over and over, as I've shared these 6 steps with my clients, they have found tremendous improvement. Some just dramatic change, which was always great to hear. And I can tell you that 100% of the people that I've shared these 6 steps with have been missing at least one. So my hope is that by implementing any of the steps that you're missing, that you'll be able to really transform your delegation too. Okay, so the first step is what? That one's pretty, self-explanatory. So specifically, what are you delegating? Is it a task? Is it a project? What's the quality? What's the quantity? Everything, as much detail as you can include up front at the time that you're delegating. So just fill in all the blanks of the what. The next step is who. I recommend delegating a project or a task to one person. That's right, just one person. Now, I'm not saying that this person is the only one who will work on the task or the project, but I am saying to make sure that just one person is ultimately accountable for making sure that it gets done. If you delegate it to a whole team, there's just too much wiggle room of, well, I thought so-and-so was doing that piece, or, well, I didn't really think you needed me. And who wants to keep checking around or hearing back from multiple people? Another thing is, don't stand in a meeting and say, hey, can someone do this? It's a little bit about like being the bride and turning your back and chucking the bouquet and hoping someone grabs it. You want to be very clear about the one specific person who you're handing it off. Picture more like the Olympic torch or a baton in a relay race. You hand it off carefully and then you let go. You're not running alongside them and you're not holding on to a piece of it. The ultimate goal of delegation is to fully offload it from your plate. And you've handed it off fully to that other person. And you've had a meeting of the minds. They know that they're responsible. The next one is optional, and it's the how. So obviously, if someone's been doing this job, or has been in the role for 8 years, and it's a task that they've done weekly, you don't need to tell them the how. But if it's some new project or a growth opportunity or just something that's now required by law, some change, make sure they know where they can go to get the resources to get it done. And remember, the goal is offer as much information up front. You want to minimize the opportunity or the need for them to come to you after. You're going to be available if they do need you, but let's limit the need for that. So, if there's a phone list you need them to call, if they're doing follow-up with customers, make sure they know where to get that phone list. Make sure they know what questions you want them to ask. Like, where do I get the list of what I'm asking or what I'm doing? Or where do I get the envelopes I'm going to use? Or where do I get the steel? Whatever it is they need, make sure that they know the how and where everything is, all the resources they need. The fourth step is by when. And believe it or not, a lot of people miss this one, and you might be missing it too. Do you ever follow your delegated tasks with when you get around to it or if you get a chance? If you're using those phrases, there's no call to action. You haven't elevated it and said, this is important. I often hear from my clients who say, well, you know, they're overwhelmed. They have so much on their plate. I don't want to tell them a specific deadline because they, you know, they might have too much going on. In some circumstances, you absolutely can have a negotiation or a conversation with your employee about when. So if there really is some wiggle room about the deadline, let them have some say. Say, you know what, today's Monday. This needs to be done by Thursday at 4 o'clock. Is that reasonable? Or maybe you'll say, you know, what else do you have on your priority list this week? Can you make that happen? So ask them. Now they may say, you know what, Thursday by 4 is kind of tight. Can I have it until Monday at 2? You can say yes or no and negotiate. But what you want to do is by the end of the delegation process, have a meeting of the minds of specifically when it's done. So don't use the phrases when you get around to it to give them flexibility for prioritizing it in. Have the actual conversation with them to help them prioritize. And again, then you're letting them know this is actually when it's due. When you say when you get around to it or if you get a chance, it doesn't sound important. And you know what? There's probably fires they're putting out and emergencies happening and customer needs. And it will, your project will never get elevated to where it needs to be to get done. And that's probably when you end up saying, I just need to do it myself. So please remember to make sure that you have a meeting of the minds and a commitment around specifically when. Step number 5, create a communication schedule up front. So what I mean by that is you're going to talk to them and set up a schedule with them about when they're going to provide feedback and information to you about how the task or the project is going. Again, the goal of the delegation is for you to fully offload it. I don't want you using your own self as a resource to get it done, and I don't want you using up brain space, thinking about it, wondering how it's going. This little trip up is how it often ends up back on your shoulders. So if you're often going to your employees and saying, how's that going? Do you think you're going to get it done? Often they don't even start working on it until you keep bringing it up. That's actually their cue, especially if you said when you get around to it. That might be their cue to say, oh, maybe this is important after you've asked for the fifth time. But by the time you've asked for the fifth time, you're worried that they don't care and they're not going to get it done, and now you're taking it back. So we want to avoid that scenario altogether. So up front, let's say it's a Monday and the task is due at 5 o'clock on Thursday. Set up a schedule that you know that you can live with, that has timetables close enough so that you can feel confident in yourself that you're not going to go check with them. They can email you with updates, call, or maybe you'll set up some, you know, one-on-one FaceTime in your office quick. So here's what you'll do. And you know, and if you're new to delegating, if you're really white knuckling it, have that communication schedule be really tight. Have lots of updates. Again, the goal is for you to not go to them. So let's say it's Monday at 9 o'clock, like I said, and it's due Thursday at 5. Say, please, by 2 o'clock today, just shoot me a quick email and let me know how it's going. 10 o'clock on Tuesday, let's have a quick sit down. You know, you might not want to do it that tight, but you get the gist. So you're going to lay it out ahead of time. And you're also adding that onto their plate. So they're creating the schedule. They're coming to you. They're initiating the communication. You might even say, get on my calendar at some point on Wednesday by 5. So you're not going and scheduling the meeting. They are. So you're still 100% giving them accountability and responsibility, but you're getting your needs met for how often you need updates so that you can feel confident that they're making good progress. Make sense? All right, the last step, step number 6, offer your support up front. So this is another one where I see a lot of my leaders have a little trip up. They'll start going to their employee. Do you think you need help with that? Is there anything I can do? You know, do you think you're going to get it done? Do you need any other resources? Did you have any questions? And again, the more you're inserting yourself into that task or project, the higher probability that it's coming back. So at the beginning, in this initial conversation that you're having, you're going to say, if you find any challenges, let me know and I can help and support you. Or if you start feeling concerned that you're not going to meet the deadline, come to me with enough notice so that we can do some brainstorming and figure out how to still meet this time. So one, you're making sure that you're not going and offering support and it's ending up back on your plate. Two, it's another way for you to, again, reinforce this deadline that we've created really is the deadline. It's drop dead. You know, if it's due 5 o'clock on Thursday, don't come to me at 5:30 and go, oh, shoot. Yeah, I didn't have time to get to that. No, we need to be discussing it ahead of time while there's still time to figure out alternatives. So make good sense? So I hope that these six simple steps of great delegation help you rock out your delegation and that you're going to be moving some things off your plate. Speaking of that, what do you move off your plate? Here's a quick little exercise to do to think about, because maybe you haven't been a great delegator. And, you know, and if you have a team, you might as well use them. So they've got strengths and you've got strengths. So go through all of your tasks and projects and the things that you spend your time on and really think about the things that you're really, really good at and love to do. Then you're going to make a list of things that you're okay at, but you don't really like to do. Or maybe there's things you aren't even good at all, but they're on your plate. Pay particular attention to those things that you're not good at all and don't really like. That's a great place to start. Delegate some of those. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about kind of grunt work, like the, you know, that can be spread around and, you know, depending on your level in the organization, you may or may not do some of that. But there are just tasks. So for instance, for me, I can't stand doing billing and detail stuff like that. So that gets delegated. So what are the things, you know, and there are uses of my time. You know, I can better serve people by using my time in other ways. Some people love doing billing and detailed work and crunching numbers. So if you have a team of people that all have different skills and gifts and things that they love to do, why not give them the opportunity for some growth and time to work on things they love by delegating to them? So look through your list of the things that you don't like and you're not good at and think about who would be really good at that. What are the resources that you have? And so, you know, if you're a very small company, it might be outsourcing some things. So, or finding some people on your team that are good at them and delegating. So practice these new skills, not only on the things that you've already been delegating, but look for some additional things to delegate. As a team, it's a beautiful thing when everyone's working on the stuff that they're great at. So that's another little tip to help you delegate the right things as well. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Like I said, I'm going to have the list of the six things on the show notes. In addition, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you will also get a PDF, a little ebook of the six simple steps of great delegation, and it'll cover much of what I talked about today. You can find both of those if you go to defeatthedrama.com and then click on the podcast site at the top. That will take you to the podcast, and from there you can find the show notes for this episode and also a place on the right-hand side to subscribe to the newsletter. In closing, I just want to say thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me. I really look forward to helping you defeat the drama in your organization and in your life. I'm on a mission, and I hope that you join me. I'm going to ask you to do the three S's, if you would. They are subscribe, submit, and suggest. So the subscribe, if you found value in today's podcast, I would love it if you would hit that same website, defeatthedrama.com, and then go to the podcast site and click to subscribe to my podcast so that you can keep up with all the tips that I'm going to be sharing. The second thing is submit. If you found value in this content, it would be really great if you could submit a review on iTunes. Those reviews help more people find this podcast. And you can join me on this mission to defeat drama in that way. The other thing is submit your drama challenge. In each episode, I'm going to include a segment where I address some people's personal drama challenges. I'll be providing customized solutions. So if you go to that same website, defeatthedrama.com, click the podcast site, and you'll see a way to send your question. You can either send a recording or send me a message, and I'll be sharing those via the podcast. The third S is suggest. If you know anyone else and, you know, colleagues or people that you work with who could find value in the topics that I'm covering in Defeat the Drama, I'll be covering tons of tips, tricks, and strategies to help defeat drama and align your team, then please suggest it. You can email them, call them, use your social media. All of that would be greatly appreciated. So until next time, Don't let anyone steal your focus or zap your joy. Let's defeat the drama now.